Welcome to the New Mind Creative Podcast, episode number 76, Run Your Race. I'm your host, Maurice, the New Mind Creator. Remember to subscribe to my podcast so that you can receive alerts when new episodes are available each week on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I ask that you support my podcast with your monetary donations and also by sharing your favorite episodes. Don't forget to follow me on LinkedIn, Maurice Flournoy, Twitter, Maurice Flournoy, and Facebook, New Mind Creator. The well-known actress Tracy Ellis Ross once said, "As I get older, the more I stay focused on the acceptance of myself and others, and choose compassion over judgment and curiosity over fear." As you live your life, it's important for you to understand and accept that it's not a finished product, especially if you are not in your desired place in regards to accomplishing your dreams and goals. As human beings, there's a tendency to lose focus when you have not attained your dreams and to look at someone else's life achievements and to measure yourself against that person's accomplishments, and you will begin feeling bad about your life. The rapper J. Cole has a song entitled "Love Yours," and in the chorus of the song he says, "No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing." And he goes on to say, if I may paraphrase, "It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success." There's always something that may be undesirable, no matter what area you are in your life, no matter at what stage, I should say, that you are in your life. So no matter how you slice it, so to speak, there will always be something that's undone or unsavory, even in the best seasons in your life. Therefore, it's important to be at peace with yourself and never compare yourself to others. The only reason someone compares themselves to others is because they have taken their eyes off of their own lives and lost focus. No one can drive their car forward looking through their rearview mirror. Look forward and be attentive with your own life. One of my quotes states that, "Note to self, you're undone. Your past is like sticking a toothpick in a cake halfway through the baking process. Stuff is all over it." There's always some stuff or residual matter that could hang on to you if you're not consciously aware of it. Don Magic Juan said it this way during one of his interviews in regards to staying focused in your life. He said, "Work with your own hand that you were dealt in life." He went on to say, "They think the grass is always greener on the other side, but the reason why other people's grass is greener is because they watered it. You forgot about your grass, so water your own grass. You can make happen what you see with your eyes if you have the confidence in yourself." It was an absolutely powerful interview, and the words of encouragement to others were really enlightening. If you really take things that others say that are beneficial to you, no matter if it may seem hard to you at the moment, if you know it's going to be beneficial to you, take it and implement it into your life, and you'll be the better for it. In life, we've all been dealt a hand, and some of the cards may not be what we desire to have in our hands. Poverty, physical, sexual abuse, neglect, verbal abuse, And the list goes on and on. I'm sure some of you have experienced some really traumatic things sometimes in your life. But in order to make the best out of what you were given, you must play the cards you were dealt to be to the best of your ability. Just play it out. You will never play your best hand if you're trying to look in the hands of others who are in the game, because the cards they were dealt is different. If you've ever played cards before and there's a group of people at the table, everybody has different cards, and you can't become fixated on other people's hands. You have to be fixated on your own hand and make the best decisions that you can make. Sometimes I think about how poor my family was when I was a kid, and compared to now, I wonder how we even survived. It's hard to explain. One thing to help us survive was doing the best that we could do with the hand we were dealt, and not getting off focus by looking at others who may have seemed to be further along on their journey. But although we had very little, I'm able to recall so many great memories as well that we made all that made all the bitter memories more palatable in the present. I've heard a countless number of people make every single excuse possible why they can't overcome their present day obstacles. But in order for you to run your own race, you must have a deep, deep inner yearning to want to do it. There are some things that simply come down to having the inner want to, and you can if you will to. There's a quote by Bruce Lee in which he said, "I don't fear a man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear a man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." Choose to focus on your best trait and raise it to its highest level of excellence. Maybe you haven't taken the time out to figure out your best trait. Take some time out to do that. No one may have exhorted you and tell you good things about yourself. That's okay. You begin telling yourself good things about yourself once you begin to spend time with yourself. Turn out or shut off all of the noise around you periodically during a day and take that time for yourself. All of the answers you are seeking is within you, but you have not quieted yourself enough to hear. Instead, you are hearing the voices of so many other people that causes confusion within you, and you will not move. If you are confused, you will not make decisions, and you will not make good decisions. But take that time out. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Don't be afraid of silence. Don't be afraid of you. Some people, from the moment they wake up in the morning, they have to have something going on, the radio, the television. What about nothing but just you, so you can hear the good things, so you can be able to make good decisions? That's something every human being can do. You can take time out for yourself and raise things, raise your best trait to its highest level of excellence. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status is. You can refine the good thing within you. This is how you can know if you're off focus. If your mouth and mind is filled with obstacles and reasons why you can't achieve your goals, then you know you're off your focus. Whatever you keep seeing, you will move towards, whatever it is. When race horses enter a race, their owners place what's called blinkers on them to prevent them from seeing what's happening in the rear of them and on the sides of them. If you're going to play your cards and run your own race, you must be fixated on what's in front of you and not your past, which is behind you, and not other people and things on the side of you. Singleness of mind and focus creates an unwavering strength. Your focus creates your strength. Your focus causes other things that don't matter to diminish. It creates blindness of the things that you don't want. They become more dim. They lose its attractiveness to you. Think about it. Would you want to ride on a horse that refuses to go straight? Not me. And I'm sure none of you would want to ride that horse. That's a wild horse, an unpredictable horse. Run your race. Be at peace with yourself. So if you, some of you may need to find a way to be at peace with yourself before you're able to move forward. Because if you don't, any environment you enter, you will bring that same unrest and confusion into it. You may be able to enter into an environment, but not stay in it because your inner turmoil and conflicts within yourself, it will become just unbearable to be able to stay in that new environment because you're bringing these old things in with you. So they don't mesh. They are incongruent. You must choose to let go of yesterday in order to enjoy today. Imagine trying to grab hold to anything with your hands while they are closed. You must let go and open yourself up in order to reach for something higher than your present state. If you move in your imagination within your desired outcome, be in that moment, you will move and experience it in your physical experience as well. Make today the best day of your life, meaning make today a defining moment when you made a decision to do something different with your life. Be able to look back at today because you've heard some information that could change your life, that could be the catalyst for your dreams being fulfilled. Make this day the greatest day of your life. Get rid of all your excuses. No one owes you anything in this life. Your family don't owe you anything. Your friends don't owe you anything. It's all you. And you are internally equipped to handle your own journey. But you must believe this. Although I tell you this, what do you believe? Everything hinges on what you believe, what you choose to believe, and what you choose to act on. Be the best you can be today. Thank you for listening to The New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, The New Mind Creator. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and Truth Serum. Head over to www.mauriceflowny.com to receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.